that's the faster speed when I'm starting out with the lump of clay on the wheel. And then as I get farther along into finishing the piece, I kind of slow down, and so what you're hearing are the different speeds of the wheels.
Becky Dahlstedt is a potter by profession. She and her husband David live in Mountain View and work from their home studio, where they form, glaze, and fire their unique handcrafted stoneware pottery. But even though Becky started as an art major in college, she switched to consultancy and worked in Boston, Berkeley, California, and St. Louis, Missouri as a consultant. So, what made her switch back?
It's never really what I intended to be. I guess I always thought of myself as an artist. And so the whole time that I was doing that work, I would, whenever possible, take a photography class or take a pottery class. So that still had my, you know, I still had my interest and my passion for it. And I guess the other thing is, when I came to Mountain View and met David, and he was employed at the Folk Center making pottery, I realized that I could make a living at it. That had not been possible when I tried it on my own in California.
The Dahlstedt's studio is a part of the Off the Beaten Path studio tour that will take place over the course of this weekend.
When someone comes up to our sort of pottery house studio compound, on the right-hand side, they can go into David's studio. And he will be demonstrating pottery. He'll be at the wheel pretty much all weekend. He'll either be working on the wheel or he'll be trimming and finishing pots. And so they go into the glaze room and look around and see how we stack the kiln, how we read the temperature. We go into pretty much all the details of the process. Once the pot is made and dried and bisque fired, then I pick up sort of the process when they come into the glaze room, and I talk about the rest of the process, the glazing, firing, and that sort of thing.
Bernie Bayback, an artist participating in the tour for the first time, worked in the printing industry for 30 years before giving it all up to make knives for a living.
I have always liked the pioneer and the old-time ways of doing things, and it's always been kind of, with me. It's something that I always wanted to do, and so I just always have kind of just worked in that end of it, and as the years went by, you just keep making them and enjoying what I'm doing.
Bernie describes his workshop as a curious place, full of equipment used to make his knives. He also uses deer antlers as handles that pique visitors' interest. As a first-timer, Bernie is very excited about the tour.
Well, first of all, I'm kind of proud in what I make and take pride in what I'm making and in my craft. And I'm a little bit nervous about it. In one respect is that I hope that, you know, that I can please the people that come, so when they want to find out how it's made or look at something, why I'm able to, you know, communicate with them well enough so that they get a better understanding of what goes into it.
2 miles west of Mountain View city limits on Highway 66 is the studio of Jeanette Larson. And the first thing you will notice about her farmhouse is, well...
Her name is First. She's one of the curious little ones.
Yes, the sheep and goats and guardian llamas. But a single visit to her home studio reveals a talent far removed from dairy farming. The sound of a 1929 Newcomb rug loom fills the room. Jeanette is a fiber artist who weaves, crochets, and spins yarn for a living. The wool and mohair that is used to spin the yarn comes from their Angora goats and black and white spotted Jacob sheep. Along with goat cheese that will be offered to the visitors, Jeanette has a lot else to offer too.
Yeah, I've got rugs on my loom right now. I've got a shawl on my loom. I'll be working on things as people come through, and I'll be working on things if we have any lulls, and trying to get get more things made. I've got a really special rug on my big Newcomb loom right now.
Being surrounded by the Ozark Mountains, almost all artists agree that nature inspires their work in some way or the other. Joellen Rosenquist, a silversmith who apprenticed under a Navajo Indian silversmith, explains her craft.
Navajo Indians are in the area of like Albuquerque, New Mexico. And the Navajo construction is very beautiful because it does use very simple tools, but you can get really beautiful results. They're best known for their turquoise. You know, they've used so much turquoise, and of course that was like in the late 70s when turquoise was so popular.
Joellen says that even though all things nature find their way into her jewelry, leaves are definitely her trademark.
When After I cut a leaf out, it almost breathes life into it when I raise it, like you would raise a bowl. You know how the silversmiths, when they're dapping things and they raise things. And so I raise my leaves very high, and they just kind of, it's almost like breathing life into them. So I'm definitely known for my leaves.
The process by which Joellen raises a leaf on a plain sheet of silver metal is called dapping. The 9th annual Off the Beaten Path Studio Tour is a self-guided tour that starts today. It includes artists within a 30-mile radius of the square in Mountain View. The Studio Tour booklet is available online on their website, www.offthebeatenpathstudiotour.com. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.